Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
gonna lose your mind, but increase. Just touch two people, say increase. Tell somebody, say increase.
Tonight, God, we'll pour our love on you, break open our box, give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and down. All that I am will shout, let my worship rise like a sweet perfume. from your heart to a dare. God sings over us tonight, and he said that I'll pour my love. May feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh, open up and let me in. I'll pour my love. Open the windows of heaven, now pour my love like a river. The well that never runs dry, I'll pour my love. I fill every void. Have my city. I'll fill every void. I'll pour my love.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Tonight, you're going to be hanging out with your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Mr. Alonzo. Alonzo, let's be with you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hope you can hear me.
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Happy holidays. Yes, I can hear you.
All right, all right. Yes, Happy New Year to you. This is the first time we've been hanging out since this year started, isn't it?
Okay. You know, the devil had us hooped up last week, so this go around, we're going to try something different.
Yeah. That's all right, but he can't keep the soldiers down, that's for sure.
Sure, for sure.
He tried. That's all right. What is it? Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world.
So, yes, sir.
He got me all stuffed up in the nose and my head is throbbing. All kind of crap going on. But guess what? I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still going to praise the Almighty. So, devil, you can't get me that way. You got to try something different. This one ain't going to work.
Every way I can.
That's right. So those that may be listening online or want to listen to this a little later on, you got the Inspiration Factory, which is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. CEO none other than author Larry Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet, who just so happens to also be the CEO of Raw Links, LLC. It's a line of handmade jewelry that, let me tell you, you don't want to miss out on that. I got mine. You better get yours because it's unique. You go, this is the type of jewelry you can get and walk around and you don't have to worry about somebody else saying, oh, I got that one at home too. No. You're going to stand out when you put this on. So check them out on the book, Raw Links, LLC. 319-527-6300 is the number to call. If you're listening online, you must do so before the 10 o'clock hour. Should we go into overtime, you won't be able to call and join and hang out with us anymore. So, with that information,
for those that's on the West Coast, don't forget those that's on the West Coast. This is right here is our first East Coast, West Coast show. So for those on the West Coast, at 7 o'clock our time. I am one of the hosts that is on for the West Coast representative, so I just want to throw that out there real quick. I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
No apology needed. I'm glad you did that. I keep forgetting. I think everything is on my time, but thank you for jumping in there and saving my backside. I wouldn't want nobody from Cali calling in 8 o'clock wondering where is everybody.
Okay. What's going on? What's really going on?
Man, you know, the enemy's busy. Now I've been so inundated with deaths and with funerals. This week coming up, I've got 2 funerals to go do poetry at. Seems like I've become the death poet. In the last month, I've had 6 funerals to attend. And then today I got news of someone else passing. So, I mean, it's this really, really, really drives home the scripture that says tomorrow is not promised to anybody. It reminds me of that saying, give me my flowers while I yet live, because like you said, tomorrow is not promised. You better tell that person if you love them today.
That is so true. That's just funny. I just got that spending about $500 of flowers today saying that same thing. And I just had something just come over me like, you know what, this ain't gonna feel the same. This ain't gonna feel the same when I'm doing it with the dirt. So, you know, let me give these ladies the respect that they deserve while I know them and hear, and they hear me and I hear them.
Right, right. And you know what's equally as important is you can't harbor things within. If there's somebody that you need to ask for forgiveness, ask them. Get off your behind and go do it. Swallow that false pride and do it. Because should they be called home and you haven't been forgiven by them, that's going to eat you up for a long time, if not forever. And vice versa. If there's someone you need to forgive, you better do it now. We can't play with this thing. With all the diseases and wars and everything and the violence increase, you don't know that if you're sitting at your dinner table that you're not going to put a mouthful of mashed potatoes in your mouth and be dead before you can swallow it. It's just that crazy. Do what you need to do today. The time of waiting and the luxury of waiting is past. We can't play with this thing. Really can't. We cannot. It's funny, I keep saying we can't do this, and we cannot, because the piece I have kind of speaks on that word can't. But that's going to come in a moment or two, because first and foremost, we got to pray this platform in. So would you like to do the honors, my brother?
Hey, ain't nothing like a live moment, hey? For real. Tell the truth from the heart. Shame the devil from the start.
Yes. That part.
Yes, sir. We may draw our minds above our heads, except for those that are driving. Please keep your eyes on the road. But
yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you for once again for waking us up. Thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for this rejoicing moment. Thank you for the joy that you give us. I know that there's a difference between happiness and joy, and you are what gives us the true joy. The happiness comes in what we do, but what we do, as long as it lines up in your will bring us happiness. Thank you for the grace, the mercy, this platform.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the love we share with one another. And may the words that come today touch all of your children, all those that are in your hand that cannot go away, that cannot disappear, know the sound of your voice. May the words that come out today teach those that are lacking. We don't want nobody to perish, just like you don't want nobody to perish due to this, the lack of wisdom. But with that being said, may we call your name as one, and in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, my brother. Thank you. Things are just, I don't know, it's kind of scary almost. It's scary, but it's not, because I know a thing or two. I have a relationship with the Most High. So it's not scary for me personally. But what is scary is that there's so many that are clueless out there. The efforts need to be increased on sharing the word, talking to someone about Christ, teaching them about Christ. Plant those seeds. Let somebody else water it, you know, and God will give the increase, but we need to do our part. There's so many lost souls, so many that are fed into the lies of the enemy out there that it's sad. And particularly with family, I can't think of anything more horrific than for a family member to pass over, and you never took the time to share the gospel with them. Now that they're gone, you got the rest of your life to wonder, did they learn about Christ? Did they accept Christ? Are they with Christ, or are they with Satan? And this could be someone that you love dearly. These are things we need to think about. We need to ask ourselves about. We need to pick up the pace and do a much, much better job at sharing the gospel.
Brother Paul, some people are asking, how do you share the word? How does one share the word, especially when they don't know the word? And, to answer that real briefly, real quickly, talk about your testimony, the things that you go through life, the struggles that you overcame. Somebody helped you, you know what I mean? Something helped you. Talk about the testimony. That's a good way to start. You need to build that relationship with your creator. You know what I mean? If you don't know who your creator is, it's one of the things you just really got to sit to yourself. Stop answering yourself and stop listening to everybody. I was having this conversation with a 33-year-old the other day, and she was like, you know, how, you know, all the how questions. And I was like,
yeah.
You know, the first thing you got to do is you got to deplete yourself. You know, everybody, including myself, I can't say everybody, but I'm only speaking what I know because of what I went through or what I'm going through. And I'm full of myself. So when you're full of yourself, and I'm not saying that in a negative way, but when you're full of yourself, you don't have time or room for anything else. So in order to make room for time and other things, you need to deplete that. You need to deplete yourself, your self-righteousness that you're going through. And a lot of people don't know how to recognize that. Like I said, you just need to talk about the testimonies that you're going through with your struggles. It starts there. Let alone meditate on the food that you eat. You eat junk food, you're going to talk junk. You eat healthy, you're going to speak healthy, you know? You eat spiritual food, you're going to speak spiritually.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. One step at a time. Another, yes, absolutely. There's another way that you can share the Bible or share the Word of God with folks, the life you live. We may be the only Bible some people ever see. But we can't be hypocritical about this. We've got to walk the walk, but when we talk the talk, we got to walk the walk. You know, but something is very, very important. When you allow God allows us to go through some of these situations that we put ourselves into. I'm not going to say he puts us there, but he allows us to go there. And he brings us through here, but we have a testimony to talk about. We can tell somebody that's a porn addict. Say, yeah, I used to be the same way, but I prayed on it, and I continued to pray on it, and I trusted and believed that I would be cured of that, and I am. Let them know that. Let them know that God answers prayers. He's still in the prayer answering business. And he's no respecter of persons. What he does for one person, he'll do for anybody out there that comes to him. Thank God he's not like me, who has favorites and so on and so forth. He don't operate like that.
He don't do private parties.
No.
You know. He invites one, he invites all.
That's right. We all have a standing invitation.
Okay.
You know, when he said, come to
me. He might do a one-on-one sit-down with you, but it ain't no private party.
And that's right. He's above color. He's above pretty and not pretty because, you know, God ain't too fond of ugly, but he ain't too happy with pretty either. So, you know, he's above all those things because what he sees is not the physical. He sees your heart, and he also sees whether you are covered or not by the blood of his son. That covering there is what saves us from so much of the crap that we do ourselves. You know, we can't pay the price for our sin. Well, if we did, it would be death, so that is the price of sin. There was one perfect sacrifice, one perfect sacrificial lamb that died for the sins of all, for all time. And that was Christ, who willingly gave his life up for each of us. So we've got to keep these things in mind. It's not just stories.
We're going to open the lines up, and we're going to start off with piece that I have.
Alonzo, I have a song that he wants to share with us all, and we'll go from there. But before we do that, I've got a song that just popped in my head that I want to play real quick, and then we're going to come right back.
And this is a little bit of Channel of Man.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Take me to the King. Truth is it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain.
Sorry about that little music interruption, but I ain't sorry about that.
Okay.
That part. Look, I guess that's one of the privileges of being behind the control button. I can push the one I want to.
Oh, yeah, really though.
Okay. Well, we're going to get things moving. Peace out. because I want to start the year off with a funeral, which just so happens to be the title of this piece. It's called A Funeral. And if I may, I would like to spit this piece.
You already know the mic is yours, okay?
Why, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. This piece is called A Funeral. I'm so tired of failing and falling short. Those obstacles will now hear and feel the words. Abort, abort, abort. I'm entering 2024 at a funeral of someone who deserves to die. This funeral is long overdue, so only tears of joy will I cry. This funeral will empower me to succeed where I had previously failed. This will be a modern-day crucifixion. Upside down upon a tree is where he shall be nailed. Now, I'm sure you must be wondering, who in the world has caused this level of hate? Well, I will gladly expose this SOB before consigning him to his fate. This funeral will lay to rest a hindrance known as cant. My proclamation of death to him is one I pray to never recant. The power of life and death, God's word says, lies upon the tongue. So I speak death over you, cant, and die you shall. There's nowhere else you can run. Newsflash, I'm also bringing to your funeral Jesus, God's undefeated Holy Son. With this, my victories in 2024, praise God, and by God's hand have blessedly already begun. Kant, may you rest in pieces like those you made of my goals. With your death and a living God, I'm moving forward, completely confident, steadfast, and whole. Where there is death, there is also life. Going forward, all will see life anew, refreshed and conceived by Kant's funeral, 2023. And that's that piece.
Everything that
Carol and Snatch did was
completely legal, completely clean. No athletes were ever given any sort of performance
enhancing drug. I refuse to end this year allowing Kate to keep slowing me down and preventing me from many things that I could have succeeded in.
That piece had me, you know, everybody's going through their little struggle. I like that piece because to me it was like a confirmation to bury yesterday, let yesterday go. Like a lot of this stuff is redundant. You know, the thing we see on the news, let alone the struggle that we're going through personally, ain't nothing new under the sun. The problem is that we're holding on to these little nuances, you know, instead of letting it go and giving it to God. And, yeah. That piece made me think about the struggles that I'm going through, how I need to let go and give, you know, let go and let God. And that's a, ain't that how the thing go? Yeah.
I kept thinking that, you know, that one scripture that just speaks about a dog returning to his vomit. And I just kept thinking, just how that's just nasty. No wonder to throw it up is no pleasure. But then to return to that vomit, to lick it up, that's just... But that's basically what I do when I give something to God and I take it back and I go right back to the same BS. Yeah. I can't do this. I can't do that. You can't because you've already spoken into existence.
Right.
You gotta be careful what we say. I can't. No, I haven't done it yet. might be a better response. But you speak death over things when you use that can't word in so many situations. So I'm buried his behind. Can is no longer in my vocabulary if I can have it. Unless it's talking
okay.
I can't do something that I shouldn't do. Man, okay. What does that mean? You say nothing beats a trial but a failure? Yes, I mean, if you don't try, you've already failed.
And you can't be successful until you fail at least once.
Yeah, absolutely. And even in the failing, that just gives you a little bit more power and lets you know where you're weak at, so where you need to pick up your efforts. So that turns that into a victory as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Turn your weakness.
We need to make
strength.
This year. That's right. This needs to be a year of moving forward, successes, realizing some of our goals, realizing some of our dreams. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. Ask the Father for those things that you want. And then move forward knowing that it's going to come to fruition, because he's not going to refuse you as long as it's something that's within his. We got to use some of the power that we have. Stop letting the enemy fill our heads with doubts and procrastinations and all that stuff that has prevented us from succeeding thus far. God didn't make no loop.
Okay.
But you got me curious there, Alonzo, because you've been talking about this song that you wanted to bring here for a little bit of time now, since last year. So,
I appreciate the platform, and I want to be nervous, but at the same time, this is what that platform was made for. This is what this was done. So it's just crazy. Like one scene is like, I call these backyard boogie tracks. You know what I mean? Like these are. I mean, there's still artistry, you know. There's still poetry, but the thing is, you know, it's not a radio track. I didn't make this for it to be a radio track. I did this because it's like how you guys write poetry. You know what I mean? It's what you feel. It's how you want to put it down with the melody and all. So that's what this is.
Yep.
That's what this is. But this track here is called "Why Did You Choose Me?" And this is one of those when you're sitting in the four corners of your room and you're asking God, you know, why. Some people say it's not okay to ask, but I feel like it's okay to ask. I'm one of those, you know, maybe because I know I don't have all the answers to what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, just like Job, too, why you choose me? You know what I mean? Why, of all the people in this world, why you choose me? But he chooses the foolish things of the world to strengthen the wise. So
yeah,
call me foolish or call me wise, one or the other. I'm just trying to be of the will, have my name written, that's all. So.
Well, that sounds pretty wise to me.
We were going through an argument, we just had a talk, it was a clear, he helped me with something, whatever money you need, I'm willing to help you, Mom. And it ain't this fault. I'm willing to help you.
I shouldn't have told you that I was waiting for this song, because you're going to make me wait a little longer, huh?
I know how hard you worked to get that car. You didn't even put either one of those things in that car.
But they do say good things are worth waiting for.
I mean, the bad part is I don't have the studio control right now. So if you look up under facts,
why not come into the studio? You can do what you need to in the studio. Are you here? Are you in the studio?
No, I'm driving. I just put up so you can stop hearing the noise in my background.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't want you doing too much while you're driving. Is there somewhere you can pull over safely? Is there somewhere you can pull over safely?
Okay,
because I was going to say, because if you need a moment to get things together, I can bring in one of the other callers, and then you can follow behind them. Give you time to get yourself together. Okay. I tell you what. How about I bring in automatic, and then you can follow behind him.
Yes, definitely. And the question is, do I have control over the studio?
Yeah. All you gotta do is go in the studio, and yeah. Once you're in there.
Okay.
You're good to go.
I got you.
All right. So I'm going to bring Otto, and I give you time to get in the studio and find what you need to find and whatever, and you're good.
All right. I'm
off. Okay. All right. Well, you heard all of that, didn't you, Otto?
Okay. Hey, how y'all doing?
You're not driving, too, are you?
No, I was wondering, can you the background music? I mean, the background.
Yeah, I apologize.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
All right.
It's called right. Many Blessings. Freestyle is going to be called Many Blessings.
Many Blessings. All right. I like that already. Mic is yours, King.
Share my life. Share my reaction. Share my impact. My love for what God has done. Setting of the sun, shining on me. What he continues to do for me. Because I never quit. Even when I go from one job to another job. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting robbed to have that financial freedom. But I'm still in the state of many blessings. Because God, what God has for me, no man can take it away from me. If I have to go from one place to another place, I know that's his own doing. So what am I pursuing? What am I choosing to follow what he has for me? To go ahead and put my key in the ignition. To go ahead and do it by his vision. See, all I have to do is just listen. All I have to do is know that he has risen. So I rise today. I rise again and again and again for many blessings. Many blessings have addressed my own testimony. And you should see me with my eyes open, world that feel the fire. Let my own testimony reopen. I should not be outspoken. See, I won't be broken. Many blessings, many times. You had to been there with me. You had to been there when I almost felt like crying, when I felt like there was denying. But I should not be denied because of many blessings, many days, many weathers that I weather the storm. And when I am just so blessed and feeling so blessed of many blessings, I feel reborn. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical entity gives in them all in by Ben Dry.
All right. You never seem to cease to amaze me with your freestyle. See,
I know, look, divine, you know how you do, but it's our secret, though. That's you and God. Your freestyle's between you and God. God says, you know, because I know the blessing. The anointing is here for your freestyle. I know it's between you. He said, hey, I know you probably like, God, I want them to know how good I freestyle yet, because they ain't ready for it, God. Just go ahead, hold down to this covenant, God. Don't let them know yet, God. Just keep that between us. I want them to know I might freestyle and might start shaking some things up in here. May sound like some preacher up in here when I start freestyling. So I'm going to chill on it, God.
It was like this. Not the last show of last year, the show before that. Mr. Lonzo and I both just out of the clear blue hit freestyles. I said, ooh, where is Automatic when you need him? You should have been here that day.
Oh.
We both just freestyled.
Oh, yeah, no, I already told you the anointing was there. See, what y'all do is try to hide it with God. You know, y'all take God. I know you got my back. I'm going to hide. Because I, you know, that Miss Automatic Charismatic said that I could freestyle. Sometimes I just don't want him to know, you know. He already know that the blessing is there, but God, just hold me down right here, okay? All right, keep that between our covenant right here, okay?
Okay. Oh, man. So how have you new year so thus far? Is things moving right along for you? Are you moving into this new year, leaving those hindrances behind?
I'm blessed. You know, I have a new job coming up. You know, I just, you know, I had to pray for you all, you know.
I appreciate that.
I was praying for the city of Philadelphia. I just, I just don't know what to say. You know, let the floodgates open on y'all season. I mean,
I do.
See?
I'm sorry.
you can't for real bull too, where they just bang on you. You is too much. But you got anything special coming up? Anything you'd like to let everybody know about?
Well, I may go back to doing radio. What I want to do is I want to honor the poets that have been here. Mm-hmm. I think that we have poets, you know, who have passed on. And I think that we should continue to honor our poets, the one who's passed on, and give flowers to the ones who are here now, you know. That's something I'm looking into. Doing radio. I used to do radio way back when. I used to do radio. No,
but you know that's.
I'm looking.
That's a really, really worthy cause, like a memorial service, a memorial show.
Yeah.
Honor all of the poets that we've lost over the years.
Yeah, I love poetry. I'm in love with poetry. You know,
I could put it together. I'd have to run it by Terrell or whatever. Would you be okay if I tried to put together a memorial service? And would you like to come in and like host it with me and help me get together the some of those the names of those that have gone beyond and. Put this all together for one night on the Inspiration Factory? Would you be down with that?
Yeah, if I can. I'll be driving the truck, so I'll see if I, you know, I see if I have like a 34. A 34 means like you have like 34 hours off. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can put your headphones on and go ahead and drive.
I need you to pray. If I'm driving, I need you to pray for me because all the people, they can't drive ahead of me. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be willing to. If I can, I'll be willing to. Yeah.
The laws of driving. Just cover him, Father God, as he does his driving. Keep him safe. Keep the enemy away from him, Lord. Keep him awake. Keep him alert. Keep these other idiots from causing situations that might cause accidents, Father God. Deliver him to his destination and back home safely, Lord. And we give you all the praise and glory that's due your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But I want to get in touch with you off the air, automatic, and discuss some of the points about this platform, because that sounds like something that really, really needs to be done. Because we've lost so many magnificent poets, and they should not be forgotten.
Yeah, I agree. So, totally agree.
Off air, and we can try to figure that out.
Okay.
And you got to be a part of it.
Okay.
Let me do a little homework and get back to you, and we'll go from there.
All right.
Sounds good?
Okay. Sounds good.
You keep your eyes on the road, and we're going to put you in the praise
today.
Round.
Okay, I'm not driving today.
Good.
I won't be driving until I'll be in Chicago Thursday.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
All right.
So right now,
I'm going to put you in the praise. I want you to listen to this song that Brother Lot, Mr. Bonds is about to play. I'm curious as to what this piece is about. All righty. So we're going to put you in the praise. We're going to bring him in. Thank you so much for calling in, my brother, and for that magnificent idea. One love, one mic.
All right,
God bless you,
bro. Thank you for being the freestylers.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That man, Alonzo. Mr. Alonzo. That brother, he is too merch with the freestyling.
Oh, my God. No, I think he's on point. When you find your talent, you just head up to the middle, right?
Let me find out you've been infected with the automatic charismatic itis.
Go, there you go. But look, I ain't 18, I'm 23.
Oh, Lord. Anywho, how'd you make out?
Yes, sir. In the meantime, between time, we was able to pull up the track, and this is the premiere on this platform. Hope you guys enjoy this. And publish play.
Hey, Mac is yours, King.
The best. You do, but it's also who you are. It's the rank of the grace, the greatest. No matter where you're from, where you end up, always remember who you are.
Family, shelter for so many years, full of tears, think that where the hell's my daddy? My mama tried to save me, she didn't want me banging, sending me away, and now I'm back and I'm still crazy. My sister's like my baby, my brother's can't contain them. My house here is my home, and here is where I'm. sitting here with my cup and drinking, analyzing all the thoughts and all the voice I think, and I keep them mostly hidden deep inside, losing control when I'm about to lose my mind. That's why I'm surrounded as I'm fried. Shall I take a bow? Yes, put away the pride. But thank you at least once for how to live this life. I hope you take my soul if I go before my time. Asking why did you choose me?
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, not another second, while I was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hand to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. Things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the waves of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease my pain, for that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away,
yeah,
when another God wants to take your place.
So
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that, give me that.
Oh. Anybody ready?
Oh.
Ready for his glory.
Uh-oh.
If you are sick of a life,
uh-oh,
let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
he will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all. I can see my wrong,
uh-oh,
but I'm here by grace,
uh-oh,
through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice, I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain, hold that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away, when another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear a new song?
New song.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first
healthy starting right at home. No more miracle water, or a cross for money and fame. See, everybody got a title, but do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Sing it again.
because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are.
There we go. Blog Talk is really cutting up again.
I don't know. I don't know about this stuff, but I was sitting there just talking and realized I was talking to myself.
Oh, man. Can you hear me now, Alonzo? Hello? Hello? Can you hear the words coming out of my mouth? Oh, man. I was just to talk when that song went off because I love that song. Oh, man. I can't think of any better reason to worship him than just because.
Okay.
And you can fill in with, you can fill in the because from now till eternity and still not cover every reason.
And still can't get down, man. Like, it won't get enough. That's the whole, that's the whole reason why I play that.
You know, but we've been listening to some music. We've been praying. We've been doing poetry. Oh, by the way, I was feeling that piece you put together there. Let me find out you got some skills back there you've been holding out on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Your pieces be really making me go back and dig back into the old school. Now, because they say this is going to be the sun, but pieces really have me going digging back into my originality, where I started. And I really do for your people.
And I always know I keep saying, but you know what I mean? I can't say it enough as far as. Thank you to Pharrell for the platform and the opportunity. You know, it just, this for it being an East Coast, West Coast show, that's just crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it sound newbie and fast right now, but give it 10 years. We're going to be looking back at it.
Okay. Looking back, man, we're still here.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going nowhere. I don't care whatever else I may add to the plate. This will always be a staple on my plate because this is what really, really, really formed a solid foundation for me. It was because of this platform that Divine Inspiration really became Divine Inspiration. You know, this platform has touched me in so many ways. But I'm going to get started on Memory Lane. I'm going to say that for an anniversary show.
Okay.
I think we have one of Epiphany's, as someone would say, sultry-voiced divas hanging out with us that has something that she would like to say. And her voice was absent for a while, so it's a blessing to hear her voice again. And it's one of our – oh, no, she's no longer the newest newlywed. She's the second newest newlywed in the Epiphany family. But we have none other than Ms. VIP. Would you open that mic for me, please, King?
Stand by.
Providing the Blog Talk lady don't put her stuff in the mix.
I don't know if y'all can hear me.
Yes, we can.
Ooh, happy Sunday.
Hey, who's it, Gina? Happy Sunday.
It is. I thought you were looking for Miss VIP.
I did too, but that's okay. We got you now. And I think it's a 340 number, Alonzo, that's Miss VIP. We can bring her on next. See, I got booted off the studio and can't get back in. So I had to call in. So I'm flying blind.
The Blog Talk lady apparently is in cahoots with the enemy. But God's going to win tonight.
Amen. And look, didn't that piece I spoke to Kent was buried the last day of 2023. So I can and I will, with God's help, get her done. It's going down tonight. He will not be denied.
Every way, each way.
Oh, there you go. And look, when two or three are gathered, he is there in the midst. So he can't come into this church and stop the show.
Kate.
Gina's been, Alonzo, I've been tagging you into a few things, but Gina has been getting me off my butt, bouncing around the poetry world like crazy. And I ain't
I'm going to tell you why. Because everybody needs